All rise.
Please take your seats. Yes. Caribbean Court of Justice, Appellate Jurisdiction, CCJ Appeal Number CV8 of 2012, between the Attorney General of Belize, Philip Zuniga, and six others, BCB Holdings Limited, and 10 others, for judgment. Can the appearances be announced for the court, please?
May it please you, Your Honours. This is Godfrey Smith, and I appear on behalf of the interested parties, Queen's Counsel, Mr. Edward Fitzgerald, who represents the respondents, Philip Zuniga, is unable to be here. He has asked that I hold brief on his behalf, but in any event, his junior, Priscilla Banner, is here and is at bar. There is as yet no appearance by the Attorney General. It is my understanding that counsel representing the Attorney General called in saying that she would have been a bit late in the commute from Belmopan City to Belize City.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Smith. You know, it's unfortunate that Mr. Barrow is detained or held up on his way to court. But I think we must proceed. Does he not have a junior? Mr. Barrow is a senior counsel, as far as I remember.
Forgive me, Your Honours. It is the junior counsel, actually, who called saying that she would be late getting to court commute from Belmopan City to Belize City.
So,
Miss Ileana Swift.
I see. So she is not available. So that there's no representation, is it? No appearance on behalf of the Attorney General, is that the position?
At this time, regrettably, Your Honours.
Well, I certainly take a dim view of the position that, you know, a party has difficulty and is unable to find anybody from the bar in Belize to hold for him. I think the proper procedure would have been for Ms. Swift to find someone who is in Belize to hold for her, to announce that she would be appearing as soon as the difficulties are ironed out. But I think it's poor conduct to simply not appear, even if you send a message saying that you are being held up by whatever problems there are, traffic or whatever. Can you hear me?
Your Honor, yes, forgive me. I am afraid I perhaps was not clear in saying that Ms. Swift, counsel for the Attorney General, in fact called us saying that she would be late in making the commute from Belmopan City to Belize City, and she feared she would have been 10 minutes late, Your Honor. So it's not that she has made no communication. She, in fact, called us to to say she was having difficulty making it on time.
Yeah, Mr. Smith, I don't want to make an issue of it, but what I'm saying is that slightly different from what you are saying, and I'm saying that where you are not able to be present at the appointed time, that council should find someone who can be present to hold, and it is not sufficient to send a message. So I think if you let Ms. Swift know that, we'd be very grateful. But I think we must proceed, though.
Obliged, Your Honor.
The judgment in this matter was prepared by Mr. Justice Saunders, and I will invite Justice Saunders to read the order of the court and to make whatever comments he thinks fit.
The judgment will shortly be sent to the registrar in Belize so that you can see, so that you can have the full text of the reasons. An executive summary has been prepared as well, and that would also be sent by email to the registrar. So it is only left for me to read the formal orders of the court. The court orders that both the appeal of the Attorney General and the cross appeals of the Zuniga and BCB Holdings groups respectively be dismissed. Section 106A, subsection 3 of the Supreme Court Adjudicature Act, as contained in the Supreme Court Adjudicature Amendment Act 2010, as amended by the Supreme Court Adjudicature Amendment Number 2, Act 2010, the court holds that that subsection is inconsistent with the Constitution of Belize to the extent that it provides for mandatory minimum sentences. By a majority decision of 3-2, the said mandatory minimum sentences be severed from Section 106A3. By a majority decision of 3-2, the proviso to Section 106A, subsection 3, as well as subsection 3A of the amendments be severed from Section 106A3. Subsection 5 of Section 106A is, the court holds, is inconsistent with the Constitution of Belize, and the same is invalidated in its entirety. In relation to costs, the court adopted, without endorsing, the same formula which was utilized by the Court of Appeal. That is, the Attorney General shall pay to the Zuniga Group and to the BCB Holdings Group 75% of the costs of the state's unsuccessful appeal. And the Zuniga Group and the BCB Holdings Group shall each pay to the Attorney General 100% of the state's costs incurred in responding to their respective unsuccessful cross appeals. Now, we are required to do a little bit of, we would send you shortly the full judgment containing the reasons, and you should get that within the hour or so. The registrar will get that within the hour or so. And I take note of Ms. Swift's presence.
Your Honors, I must apologize this morning for being late, and I also want to extend the apologies of my learned senior, Mr. Barrow. He is currently at a law conference that is being hosted by the Belize Bar Association, and he's an executive on that association. So I extend apologies for both of us, Your Honors.
Very well.
Yeah. And the court.
All rise. Yeah.